Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to enjoy the playing of some of the many multi-instrumentalists in jazz. Let's begin with James Morrison from Australia, whose main squeeze is the trumpet, but also records on trombone, all saxophones, clarinet, bass, piano, flugelhorn, tuba, guitar, and euphonium. You'll hear James Morrison play all instruments through overdubbing on La Bella Claire Blues, except guitar by Herb Ellis, bass by Ray Brown, and drums by Jeff Hamilton. Roland Kirk was unique among jazz multi-instrumentalists because not only did he play a cornucopia of instruments, he also played three at the same time. Here's Kirk in 1963 playing the manzello, stritch, and tenor sax simultaneously on Reeds and Deeds, and throwing a flute solo too. Toots Thielemans is famous as a jazz harmonica player, but he also was a guitarist, so you'll hear Toots with the quartet in 1961 doing Bag's Groove on electric guitar.
Thank you.
Multi-instrumentalists are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Bud Shank and Bob Cooper were primarily saxophonists, with Shank also playing all saxophones and flute, and Cooper playing oboe and English horn also. Here they are together in 1957 with Shank on flute and Cooper on oboe playing Blues for Delilah. Bob Mincer of the group Yellow Jackets plays tenor and soprano sax, bass clarinet, alto flute, and the iwi, EWI, Electronic Woodwind Instrument. You'll hear Mincer on the iwi on the title track from the Yellow Jackets live album Homecoming of 1991. Adrian Rollini was known primarily as a bass saxophonist, but he also recorded on piano, xylophone, vibraphone, drums, celeste, marimba, and something called a goofus. In 1935, he recorded Honeysuckle Rose and can be heard on bass sax and vibraphone. Vocal by Putney Dandridge.
Thank you. the Roxy, GRP recording artists, Yellow Jackets.
Thank you. see when they see you out with me. Don't blame them, goodness knows, honey. Suckle rose, when takes seeds from your daisy leaves, seem the honey baby fallacies. Oh, don't blame them, goodness knows, baby. Suckle rose, don't you ever buy greater sugar. You just have to touch my cup. Don't you know that you my sugar? So sweet, mama, when you stir it up, or when you're passing by, flowers to the side. Don't know the reason why I can't blame them, goodness knows, baby. Ooh, honey, suckle rose.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are exploring the playing of some jazz multi-instrumentalists. Scott Robinson plays virtually every saxophone and clarinet and flute in existence, and you can throw in trumpet, theremin, French horn, flugelhorn, sarrusophone, and more. Robinson plays everything on Greetings and Salutations in 2007, thanks to overdubbing, except piano, bass, and drums. There are many jazz saxophonists who also play flute and clarinet. One of them was Buddy Collette, who in 1957 played flute on Perfida. Yusef Lateef recorded on tenor sax, flute, oboe, bassoon, piano, and an array of East Asian instruments such as the ancient Chinese zun, a ceramic globular flute that you will hear played by Lateef in 1961 on The Plum Blossom.
We'll be right back.
This last set of jazz by multi-instrumentalists on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with band leader Matt Kattengub, another musician who plays so many instruments I won't bother to list them. Kattengub plays all instruments on Samoana from his album The High-Tech Big Band of 1987. Les Spann was in high demand for his skills on both flute and guitar, a rather unusual combination. Here's Spann on flute in 1960 on Blues for Gemini. Julius Watkins on French horn, Tommy Flanagan piano, Sam Jones bass, and Tootie Heath on drums. Gigi Grice played various saxophones, flutes, and clarinets. You'll hear him on piccolo and alto sax on Blues March in 1958. ¶¶ Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.